This next report stays in China, although it may make you think of those grand world's fairs and expositions that the United States put on in the 1800s. Shanghai's World Expo opened over the weekend, a blockbuster extravaganza estimated to cost $58 billion. The event showcases national power, with many countries contributing slick pavilions. But elsewhere in Shanghai, dissidents are putting on their own small-scale expos to fill in the blanks left by the official one. NPR's Louisa Lim reports.
As Shanghai's massive expo gets underway, I've come to find the alternative expos. And this has led me to the north of the city, where I've come to see someone who's launching what he calls an expo of injustice online. At the front door, I'm intercepted by four plainclothes policemen sitting in an unmarked car outside. They ask me to register, and then they let me go upstairs. Foreign journalists are allowed. Ordinary Chinese are not.
Hi, is that Mr. Fang? Hi.
Hi.
I'm from NPR.
Hi.
Rights activist Feng Zhenghu is pretty much a prisoner in his own house right now. He's been under such surveillance since March. He's trying to set up an online expo of judicial injustice based on his own experience to run for 6 months alongside the official expo.
My expo includes 12 cases that happened to me. They touch upon the freedom to publish, internet freedom, leaving China and not being allowed back in, as well as personal freedom issues such as being under house arrest or being kidnapped.
He says the expo has indirectly led to human rights abuses, for example, of those evicted from buildings demolished to create the expo's site.
Officials didn't give residents compensation when demolishing their houses. Then they violated their personal freedom, too. Those are the negative things brought by the expo.
He's hoping, however, the expo will bring change for the better. I'm off now to meet someone else who's working on an artistic counterpoint to the official expo. I'm standing on a busy little street close to Shanghai's famous waterfront, the Bund. And I'm looking at a building, and you can tell from the outside that something is going on here. On top of the building, which is painted with slogans, there's a revolving silver object, which looks kind of like a UFO. And in the courtyard, there's a jerry-built aeroplane. Inside the new Rock Band Art Museum is Cai Guoqiang, one of China's most famous artists. He's directing workers as they hang a rusty, fish-shaped submarine with moving fins from the atrium. His exhibition, called Peasant Da Vinci's, showcases such inventions by China's farmers. This scrappy experimental spirit is a world away from the polished, iconic images presented by the national pavilions. And that's what artist Cai is after.
These peasants' objects are different from the type of national, corporate power connected with the expo. There you only hear the collective voice of the Chinese nation, but this is about individuals' voices.
And this is the voice of a robot. Life-size, it pulls a rickshaw and talks, saying, "My dad's name is Wu Yulu. I'm taking him for a ride." The robot's dad, sitting in the rickshaw, beaming with paternal pride, is peasant robot maker Wu Yulu. As we talk, robot rats scurry around the floor and a robot infant toddles past. Wu Yulu had just 5 years of schooling, so taking part in this exhibition is a big deal for him.
It's hugely significant. I'm representing peasants at this exhibition. It seems like peasants have been a bit neglected in the official expo.
We're standing in a very windy courtyard and we're looking at one of the unfinished walls of a building, and on it is written a huge slogan which says, "Peasants make a better city, better life." That's a play on the official expo slogan, "Better city, better life."
The city's construction, its labor force, is all made up of peasants. These tall buildings, these roads, these subways, they were all built by peasants.
Artist Cai Guoqiang, and the official urban-oriented expo largely neglects China's agrarian millions. Both this show and Feng's one-man expo of injustice move beyond the official narrative, telling not of China as a grand nation, but of individual Chinese and their struggles. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.